Brethren and Sisters, St. Helena, California, 1910. My dear brethren and sisters, I have been unable to sleep during my visit at Napa. I am awakened hours before day and cannot sleep. I awake in the morning about 1 o'clock. Then the burden rests upon me with increasing force. Who will serve as president of the conference the coming term? The Lord has distinctly expressed to me that the religious interest in the future is a most grave and solemn consideration. There has not been a deep searching into the genuine piety of the one who shall be selected. After the one who has served 9 years was again accepted in the official position as president of the conference, it was a hasty move. A great burden came upon me. I am instructed to say this was not wise. There was given me light that a change must be made in the consenting to have the same man for a term of years. Directly after this, I was instructed we had made a mistake in settling this important matter without due consideration of who should be president. Seeking the Lord in prayer was not done, as to whom the Lord would have. Such questions must be decided only on the New Testament plan, with fasting and prayer. You are not to lay the burden of decision on me or W.C. White. The whole of the burden must not come upon us. The responsible men are to decide this question. We have wise, God-fearing men, and let all of them fast and pray. I will not have you looking to me. You are to decide this question. We have wise men who may judge, after due consideration and prayer, concerning this matter. There must be a number of men selected who are not self-centered. Men need to be first converted before they can serve. We have need of men who wrestle with God in prayer, who reveal that they fear God and keep His commandments. I cannot have you come to me to make decisions for you. When our ministers who are gray-headed in the service of God shall come together and unite in most earnest prayer to the Lord for the essential instruction needed and humble their souls before God, then the Lord will respond. He has promised to instruct all those who seek Him in earnest faith. Let this course be pursued. I refuse to be one in your number that you shall consult me, for the bearing of this wonderful responsibility shall not rest upon me. Recent past experience leads me to take this position. We have now a most serious question to settle. I shall not even be present in your assembly. There are lessons to be learned. Elder Cottrell needs to be reconverted from his sentiments. Once in grace, always in grace. He can serve the cause of God acceptably in many ways if he is prepared to acknowledge that as a human being, he is in constant danger and therefore must watch unto prayer, watch his words, lest he shall bring methods of human devising into his calculations to govern his mind in decisions. Who shall serve as president in chief? I am surprised that after all the testimonies that have been given in Washington under the Holy Spirit's guidance and power, there should be a work left undone in the solemn act of deciding the men who shall carry the work loyally for the Lord Jesus, who gave his life a sacrifice, coming to our world to save the fallen race, and who have cooperated with the Lord Jesus to be co-laborers with Christ in the work of saving souls. And now work must be done in decisions and with their work undone for the cities? Work which has been urged for years? The Lord refuses to give them the responsibility of working the cities, for they have evidenced they have not labored for the cities, to try to save souls perishing without the light. I carried a heavy burden on my soul at the Washington camp meeting. I dared not resist the Holy Spirit's moving. I gave the message the Lord had given me, and I watched to see what would be done in the cities. But I watched in vain. And then the word came to me. Why do the men, responsible men, leave the working of the cities year after year to them who evidently have no burden of soul as they see time passing and the wickedness of the cities fast held in Satan's snare? Money is sent to work far off fields, but armies are congregated in our cities and are still unworked. They have not been obtaining the help which they might have had to work their home field. Every delay to take up the work pleases the satanic agencies.
9 years have passed into eternity, Elder Daniels, and these fields in our cities have been neglected. Untaught, uneducated souls are perishing. How can we save these souls? Now it is very much harder for the workers to enter and begin to plan for a work that ought to have been done years ago, as soon as the field was entered and men made themselves responsible. What can this mean? I carried the burden, and then yourself and Brother Prescott blazing out upon a subject that was not a testing question, not essential for our soul's salvation, is presented to me as the work of Lucifer who was expelled from heaven? Not completed.